الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in flying, there is a basic principle which is that if you get into trouble, then go back to the fundamentals. They say go back to the rule book. So if you are in a plane and you're flying the plane and you're going to crash, you have some emergency, then you don't run around, you don't try to improvise, you go back to the fundamental. You do an instrument check, you go back to the rule book. Because they say that that is the only thing which has the capability of saving you. If you try to invent something, if you try to improvise or something, by the time you get to it, you would have crashed because the plane is coming down very fast. The only thing that has a chance of saving you is if you go back to the fundamentals, go back to the basics. I remind myself and you that the same principle applies in life. That if we are in a situation of an emergency, then we need to go back to the fundamentals. The question is, are we in a state of emergency? The answer is that we are sometimes in a state of emergency where we are ourselves not aware of how serious that situation is. And that is the condition of ourselves today, individually and collectively as the Ummah. We are like people with all the arteries blocked, 99%. But for whatever reason, there is no pain, so we don't know. But when again, if we go into the hospital and they do a scan, they will immediately open and do surgery right there on the table because you are like one step away from death. But just because you were not feeling it does not mean the emergency was not there. And that is our situation. We seem to be in a situation where we are one step away from disaster, but we don't seem to realize that. So what must we do? Go back to the fundamentals. What are the fundamentals? The first and foremost fundamental. There are three fundamentals. Number one, first and foremost fundamental is, do I believe in Allah? Does Allah exist? And do I believe in Allah? Now this might sound like a dumb question to ask Muslims, especially as a Fajr reminder, just after having prayed Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah, Alhamdulillah. So what kind of a stupid question is that? It's not a stupid question, it's a very sensible question, because it's like asking somebody who is driving in a crazy way. If you ask this person, say, do you believe that you can have an accident? Do you believe that you can die? Now it might sound like a stupid question. Of course anybody can have an accident. But if you really believe that you can get into an accident, will you drive the way you are driving? So your action or my action is the most reliable indicator of my beliefs, not my stated beliefs. My real beliefs. There is often a big gap between stated beliefs, stated intentions, stated values, and real beliefs, real intentions, real values. There is a big gap. This should not be there. This should be synchronized. But many times there is not so. We claim to believe things. But if we say, well, okay, what's the evidence? What's the proof? And there is no proof. The proof, if you look at evidence, then the evidence is of the opposite, of a lack of belief. So, first question I ask myself, and I respectfully request you to ask yourself, is, do you believe in Allah? I'm not talking about the scientific cause for Allah, the scientific proof of Allah, and look at what happens to the black holes, and look at what happens to gravitational waves, and forget all that. Just do you in your heart believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? Do you believe He exists? What is the situation? Do you believe that? So first fundamental belief. Second fundamental belief is, do you have or do you believe you have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm not even talking about a good and bad and so on. Do you believe that there is a relationship between you and Allah? Do I believe that there is a relationship between me and Allah? Or we are two completely different things. It's like when I say I believe Allah exists, is it like saying I believe there is a black hole? Yeah, there is a black hole. So what? Do you believe that there is Jupiter? Yeah, sure. So what? You understand the example I'm giving you? I'm not denying the existence of Jupiter as a planet. But if you say, well, what is your connection with Jupiter? I don't have a connection with Jupiter. Why do I need a connection with Jupiter? It exists. You're asking me, does it exist? Yeah, it exists. Do you believe there is America as a country? Does it exist? Yeah, of course it exists. So what? I'm an Indian, I live in India. Whether America exists or does not exist, how does it affect me? It doesn't affect me. So is this our relationship with Allah also? I'm talking about as a believer. I mean, I'm not saying if you say Allah, I don't believe Allah exists. Not that any of that makes any difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just saying for ourselves. So do you believe Allah exists? And do you and I believe that we have a relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu? And the third question, third fundamental to ask is, do I believe that one day I will meet Allah? These three questions, three fundamentals. Do I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu exists? Do I believe that this makes any difference to me? Do I have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He exists, so what? Do I have an answer to that, so what? And the third one is, do I believe that one day I am going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? If the answer to these three questions is yes, yes, I believe Allah exists, yes, I have a relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, I am going to meet Allah one day, then life becomes extremely easy, life becomes extremely sweet. Because this is the fundamental criterion on which all our decisions in life should be made. I have an opportunity to take a bank loan on interest and increase my business. Should I do it or should I not do it? No need to know economics, no need to know statistics. Does Allah exist? Yes. Do I have a relationship with Allah? Yes. Will I meet Him on the Day of Judgment? Yes. Should I take a bank loan? What did Allah say about the bank loan? Anyone who takes a bank loan or any kind of a loan where he pays or deals with interest, then he is my enemy. Now, knowing these three fundamentals, do I want Allah as my enemy? No. Simple. Problem solved. QED. So also for everything else. I don't want to make now a whole list of issues. We know the issues. We know each one has issues in our own lives. Just these three fundamental questions. Should I follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? Does Allah exist? Do I have a relationship with Allah? Will I meet Allah one day? Simple. No one needs to know. You don't need to know anything. Just these three things, if you are clear in your mind, if I am clear in my mind, if I am clear in my heart, then everything. Should I follow the sunnah? You decide. You don't have to ask anybody. Because if we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, how do we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will have, inshaAllah, may Allah make us all among them, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or do you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. You all listen to this, the way our, give hidayat to our people who conduct our nikahs, the khuza. They say, Al-Nikahu min sunnati wa man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. As if this is one hadith, it is not one hadith, it is two completely different hadiths. But the way they say it is as if it is one hadith. And so we believe that only the nikah is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I have followed that and everything else I can leave. Yeah? The two completely different hadiths. وَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who dislikes my sunnah, the one who wants to leave my sunnah, the one who wants to ignore my sunnah, the one who thinks my sunnah is not important, he is not from me. He does not belong to me. I do not belong to him. He and I have no relationship. So we are standing on the day of judgment, we are saying, oh, mashallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to make shafaat for me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who are you? Who are you? I don't know you. Ya Rasulullah, I am your ummati. No, sorry. You decided that. I didn't decide that. You decided that. When you were shaving your beard, you were taking that decision by your own hand. Standing on the house of Kausar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to give me the water of Kausar. No, sorry. Goodbye. This water is for my ummatis. Ya Rasulullah, I am your ummati. No, I don't know you. وَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Not from me. Go find the one whose sunnah you are following. Let him give you whatever he can give you on the day of judgment. Go back to the fundamentals. Go back to the fundamentals. If our actions do not reflect these fundamentals, if my actions do not reflect my stated belief that I believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if my actions do not state my stated belief that I have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am His abd, I am His slave, and if my actions do not reflect my stated belief that one day I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, then believe me, my brothers and sisters, we are on extremely shaky ground. We are trying to walk on water. You can't walk on water. Try it and see. If the actions do not reflect these fundamental beliefs, then these fundamental beliefs do not exist. Make no mistake. We don't care how much you shout from the rooftops. You do not believe in the existence of Allah. You do not believe that you have a relationship with Allah, and you do not believe that you will meet Allah. In which case, whether what is the state of your iman, this is for you to decide. I am not making fatawa here. I am only reminding myself and you, please don't do this to yourself. Please make sure that you meet Allah and that I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with us, to help us, and to ensure that we meet Him in a state where He is pleased with us. My request to you, and I will do this also for myself, is that before you do anything at all this morning, sit down quietly, satisfy yourself about these three beliefs, bring your life in line with this, and then go and do whatever it is. Because if you drop dead now, if I drop dead now, whatever it is I'm going to do, whatever the work is which I think is so important, is not important, that is going to get done by somebody else. But these three beliefs are what are going to be with me when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I certainly do not want to die in a state where I have any doubt in this. Alhamdulillah, Allah is my witness, I do not have any doubt in any of these. Simple as that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who have no doubt in this and whose life reflects this belief. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.